Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We will have an audio cut of the day before we wrap the show here in just a few minutes. Right now, back with us, one of our favorite pundits, former RNC spokesperson, Cassie Smedley, Kansas City Navid, with us this afternoon. Cassie, how are you?
Oh, Mark, I'm doing okay. But that Chiefs game last night, really, really hard to get motivated this morning after that.
I mean, you got Trevor Lawrence who falls on his ass twice and he still gets up and scores a miraculous touchdown. You know, it's kind of like the opposite of last year where the Chiefs were winning all these close games and things are not going very well. The ironic thing is I think that the offense was really clicking last night and I'm going to hold out hope because Rashee Rice is coming back. They're starting to click. We've seen slow starts before, but that one hurt, unfortunately, again last night.
That was tough. I mean, the first half of the game, and I did it. It's my fault. I jinxed it. I sent to my family text Shane, hey, this is looking like the Chiefs of yore. We're putting something together here. And then you're right. The offense did well, but we had really horrible mistakes on the special teams. I mean, even Butker botched the return kick one time. Just those little mistakes.
The little things. I know.
We got to put it together.
Well,
that was heartbreaking.
Plenty of the season still to go, but yeah, that one hurt last night. But it was a crazy NFL weekend all in. It was really, really nuts. All right, let's talk. I want to start, even though you're a Kansas City native, you are out in Virginia. And I have to start, even though there's a lot of other things in the news cycle, this whole Jay Jones situation. Cassie, what am I missing here? I mean, first of all, if this was a Republican in the same circumstance, the media coverage wouldn't even be close. Not to mention, you have Democrats, even like Tim Kaine, sticking by this guy after these repulsive text messages and claims that he said some things even worse in a telephone conversation. How is he even in the mix on this Tuesday and not pulled out of this race for attorney general?
Well, first of all, because Democrats sold their souls a long time ago. So they don't feel the need to call for him to step down, to leave the race, or even just full-on condemn it. Second, we're in the middle of a shutdown around here, and the people that are the most happy about that are not just Democrats and Chuck Schumer, but Virginia Democrats. Tim Kaine, he's not getting asked about this in the halls of Congress, because when you're in a shutdown, there's no reporters allowed to just follow you around in the Capitol. It's a whole different protocol. So if you were going to find a reporter to ask the question of him and put the pressure on him, he gets to hide out because it's a shutdown. So I think that's part of it. The other thing I'm concerned about is we've already started early voting here in Virginia before this came out. And there were record numbers of early votes already cast. But I'm going to give you the silver lining. I just came up on my one-year anniversary of moving to Northern Virginia from D.C. So that was a win. And just today, I put my yard signs out and two houses on either side of me also put their pro-Republican yard signs out. And the gal who was helping us get the yard sign, she said, that's two new houses on our street than we've had before. So I do think, I don't know that we're going to turn Fairfax County, Virginia red. Of course not. I'm not naive. But I will say that even just putting yard signs out, that people are feeling emboldened to say, this is wrong. And if you've got a sign in your yard for Jay Jones, you need to feel bad about that. You need to think twice about that. And I know we always joke that yard signs are not indicative of how the election is going to go, but it at least has given something for Republicans to be out and loud about in a way that we really didn't have prior to this moment of reckoning.
I don't know how anyone could see the facts here in the text message exchange where the guy who wants to be the chief law enforcement officer for the state of Virginia is basically talking about, you know, a political opponent's child's dying so they would have more of a reflection and impact on what gun violence really means. I mean, it's disgusting. It should be automatically disqualifying. I'm really, you know, sitting here from afar in the flyover states, I'm shocked that this has not resulted in him pulling from this race and the Democrats are sticking by him. But this governor's race is really what it's all about. So I want you to explain. I love Winsome Sears. Had her on the air when she wrote her book. I'm a fan of Glenn Youngkin as well. But Spanberger seemingly has a pretty big lead here in the polls. So do you think there's time for Winsome Sears to kind of close the gap here in the next month?
Certainly there's time. The things are trending in her direction and it is getting closer. And not just for her, but for the whole ticket. Because remember, in Virginia, I mean, there's a real opportunity for Jason Meares to win the day if Jay Jones loses. And so Winsome Sears pulling better, pulling closer helps everybody, of course. And of course, we want her to be successful. One thing that she's done really well, not dissimilar to what Glenn Youngkin did really well, is really honing in on the nonsense happening in Fairfax and Loudoun counties. These are the Northern Virginia counties just outside of the Beltway, and they are, frankly, the epicenter for craziness.
They really are.
Boys and girls bathrooms with all the transgender nonsense on elementary school kids. There was a recent story in Fairfax County that they helped a girl get an abortion without her parents' knowledge in the school. The school did this for the girl. This is really crazy stuff that is making normies, you know, just not necessarily independents, but people who wouldn't consider ourselves that politically involved, but we just want to know that our kids are going to go to school and be safe and not go through all this nonsense, that are making them tune in and pay attention. So I think that's a good thing. And Abigail Spanberger has had no good answer on the issue, which is actually wild. But one thing I will say is she has cultivated this reputation for herself of being a moderate. Her voting does not align with that. She's as radical as they come, left of AOC in some cases. And her positions on the transgender in boys and girls bathrooms also backs that up. But I do think that she's got a lot of years in there as a career politician saying, oh, I'm CIA, I'm military, I'm a moderate. And that's what people are on. But the more people learn about her, the more people see the nonsense happening in the party with Jay Jones as well and her not having a good answer for it, the closer this race becomes.
Yeah, there's time to close the gap. Should be an interesting 4 weeks. Cassie Smedley back with us this afternoon. So you're obviously, as you indicated, you're in a different part of the country than I am, where we have some people, I'm sure, here in the St. Louis area that are affected by the shutdown. But what's your perspective on that and maybe how, you know, this all resolves itself at this point? It doesn't seem to me, I've said here the last few days, that the Democrats have a lot of leverage. I've heard also some reporting that the Trump administration says, look, we're open to negotiate on some of these healthcare subsidies, but we have to get this CR passed. There's a lot of politics going on here with this. Senator Kennedy yesterday said, probably one more week. What's your gut check here on this shutdown?
Yeah, I heard something interesting, that there is a big protest coming to D.C. on October 15th that is being run by or organized by the far left flank of the party, the AOC wing of the party, and that some are speculating that Chuck Schumer has to stay strong. He can't fold, as the case might be, you know, to just do his job. He can't fold until after that protest, or else he really will never survive it. That would be absolute chaos for him. So that's a date that I've got circled on my calendar. I just wonder. Which is horrible. It's costing us $400 million a day to have this shutdown. And he is playing just pure selfish politics with it because it's not helping anybody in his caucus. I was having a conversation with a friend earlier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Earlier, about Mitch McConnell, say what you will about him, but as a leader, he always said, you rank and file, you go and do what you need to do, to do right by your constituents, and I'll man the fort here. And he would take it on the chin often because of that. Chuck Schumer, this is all about Chuck. This is all about his political pride, and he has painted himself into a corner because he's put his rank and file in a perilous political position by causing this, enforcing this shutdown. But on the other hand, if he quote unquote gives in, then he's assured himself, which seems like it's going to happen anyway, but he is definitely assured that AOC is coming into this race and very likely going to be the next senator from New York. That's all that this is about. Everything else they're claiming it is about is a pin thin argument.
Yeah.
That makes no sense and is costing us so much money.
Well, even, you know, I know that you retweeted something about the Washington Post editorial on Sunday. I didn't get to this yesterday, but there was one part of it, and I know this was highlighted in one of the tweets. And if you go to that editorial, one of the things they said about Obamacare is the real problem is that the Affordable Care Act was never actually affordable. I can't tell you the amount of times that I had this debate with former Senator Claire McCaskill, who used to be kind of a normie. I thought she was a normie, but she is bat you know what right now on the national level. I have to bleep myself for that one. But I would tell, look, the goal, that's what she would tell me over and over again. The goal is to get the premiums down. Well, the premiums never came down. It did the opposite.
Right.
So the whole intention of that really was flawed to begin with. I understand that there are people taking advantage of the subsidies, and sometimes I don't know how you'd blame them if they're looking at the financial picture. You have an employer, mm-hmm. Offered insurance plan that's more expensive. You get a pretty good deal on the ACA market. So, we'll see where this takes them with their argument, but they clearly feel like this is something, the healthcare issue, and they might not be wrong, Cassie, that plays well with the constituents heading into a midterm year.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It is a poll-tested argument, but the problem is, and Speaker Johnson has been making this argument very well, is that that's an issue. Resolving the issue with the subsidies is we don't have to do that till the end of the year, not the fiscal year, the end of the calendar year. So you don't need to shut down the government over that. But the editorial you're referring to in the Washington Post had that clear line that said, the problem with all of this is that as it turns out, the Affordable Care Act was not affordable. And if that doesn't make you want to bang your head against the wall, because you might remember another shutdown in 2013. I was working for Sean Duffy at the time, and it was all banks on that. Republicans got blamed mightily for that shutdown, but it was our last chance to stop Obamacare before it was too late, before it was so ingrained in our government, which is what they did. The smartest thing they ever did on Obamacare for themselves politically, Democrats, of course, I mean, is that they made it really hard to undo. I often say it's like a game of Jenga wrapped in laser beams with spider webs, and you can't touch any of them or else it'll undo a whole bunch of other things unintentionally. That's what they did. And the consequence of that, to your point, is people who took advantage of it and said, okay, I'll accept less access to care or fewer options. But ultimately, it's costing me less each month in my premium, are now going to be in a world of hurt if those subsidies aren't subsidized further by the taxpayer.
Right.
And that's not fair either.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I don't know how this kind of works its way out, but hopefully they can get it done here in the next week and then move forward, because this doesn't help anyone with the shutdown. And I ran out of time, but how about this story yesterday? It kind of broke late in my show with Senator Hawley being involved here and other Republicans being specifically targeted by the former Justice Department and Jack Smith. That's another one of those stories that should probably get a little bit more play in the legacy media. And we haven't even talked about Barry Weiss. You got to have some thoughts about that right quickly in CBS News. That's huge, isn't it, Cassie?
It is. What an interesting thing. I do love the free press and I love Barry, not because I agree with her all the time, but because I don't agree with her and she makes me think. And I love that about it. I think it's a big get for CBS Paramount. I just feel like the rank and file of CBS is never going to let her be successful. Gayle King, never going to let her be successful. So she's got a tough job ahead and I really hope she's well supported by the C-suite at Paramount, who will get rid of these people who have been bringing them down. But that's interesting, going back to traditional media.
I think my hopes are a little too high, but, you know, I'll keep hoping for hope here. Cassie Smedley, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.